Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Creation, Chapter 7, The Son of Drona Punished, Part 3, Text 34 through 58, Ashvathama Punished.
Sri Sukta Goswami said, after binding Ashvathama, Arjuna wanted to take him to the military camp. The personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, looking on with his lotus eyes, spoke to the angry Arjuna. O Arjuna, you should not show mercy by releasing this Brahmabandhu, relative of a Brahmana, for Ashvathama has killed innocent boys in their sleep. A person who knows the principles of religion does not kill an enemy who is careless, intoxicated, insane, asleep, afraid, or devoid of his chariot. Nor does one kill a boy, a woman, a foolish creature, or a surrendered soul. But a cruel and wretched person who maintains one's existence at the cost of others' lives deserves to be killed for one's own well-being. Otherwise, one will go down by one's own actions. And furthermore, I have personally heard you promise Draupadi that you would bring forth the head of the killer of her sons. This man is an assassin and a murderer of your own family members. Not only that, Ashvathama has also dissatisfied his master. Ashvathama is but the burnt remnants of his family. Kill him immediately.
Sukta Goswami then said,
although Krishna, who was examining Arjuna in religion, encouraged him to kill Ashvathama, the son of Drona Acharya, the great soul Arjuna did not like the idea of killing him, although Ashvathama was a heinous murderer of Arjuna's family members. After reaching his own camp, Arjuna, along with his dear friend and chariot driver, Sri Krishna, entrusted the murderer Ashvathama unto his dear wife, Draupadi, who was lamenting for her murdered sons. Draupadi then saw Ashvathama, who was bound with ropes like an animal, and he was silent for having enacted the most inglorious murder. Due to her female nature, and due to her being naturally good and well-behaved, Draupadi showed Ashvathama due respects as a brahmana. Draupadi could not tolerate Ashvathama's being bound by ropes, and being a devoted lady, Draupadi spoke up, release Ashvathama, for he is a brahmana, our spiritual master. For it was by Drona Acharya's mercy that you learned the military art of throwing arrows and the confidential art of controlling weapons. Dronacharya is certainly still existing, being represented by his son. Drona's wife, Kripi, did not undergo a sati with Drona because Kripi had a son. O Arjuna, O most fortunate one, you know the principles of religion, so it is not good for you to cause grief to glorious family members who are always respectable and worshipful. My lord, do not make the wife of Drona Acharya cry like me. I am aggrieved for the death of my sons, but Kripi need not cry constantly like me. If the kingly administrative order, being unrestricted in sense control, offends the Brahmana order and enrages them, then the fire of that rage burns up the whole body of the royal family and brings grief upon all.
Sukta Goswami then said,
O Brahmanas, King Yudhisthira fully supported the statements of Queen Draupadi, which were in accordance with the principles of religion and were justified, glorious, full of mercy and equity, and without duplicity. The younger brothers of Yudhisthira, namely Nakula and Sahadeva, and also Satyaki, Arjuna himself, Lord Sri Krishna, and the ladies and others, all unanimously agreed with King Yudhisthira. However, Bhima disagreed with them and recommended killing this culprit who, in an angry mood, had murdered sleeping children for no purpose, for neither his nor his master's interest. The personality of Godhead, Chaturbhuja, the four-armed one, after hearing the words of Bhima, Draupadi, and others, saw the face of his dear friend Arjuna, and so Krishna began speaking as if smiling. A friend of a Brahmana is not to be killed, but if he is an aggressor, then he must be killed. All these rulings are in the scriptures, and you should act accordingly. For you have to fulfill your promise to your wife Draupadi, and you must also act to the satisfaction of Bhimasena and me. Just then, Arjuna could understand the motive of Lord Sri Krishna by his equivocal orders, and thus with his sword, Arjuna severed both hair and jewel from the head of Ashwatthama. Ashwatthama had already lost his bodily luster due to infanticide, and now, moreover, having lost the jewel from his head, Ashwatthama lost even more strength. Thus, Ashwatthama was unbound and driven out of the camp. Cutting the hair from his head, depriving him of his wealth, and driving him from his residence are the prescribed punishments for the relative of a Brahmana. There is no injunction for killing the body. Thereafter, the sons of Pandu and their wife Draupadi, overwhelmed with grief, performed the proper rituals for the dead bodies of their relatives. Recorded December 27, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Namaste Narasinghaya, Prahlad Ahlad Dayane, Hiranya Kashipur Vakshah, Shila Tankana Kalaye, Ito Nrsingha Parato Nrsingho, Yato Yato Yami Tato Nrsingha, Bahi Nrsingho, Hridaye Nrsingho, Nrsingham Adin Sharanam Prapadye, Tavakara Kamala Varei Nakam Adbhuta Sringam Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tanu Bringam Keshavadrita Narahari Rupa Chaya Jagadisha Hare Chaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Keshavadrita Nrsingha Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare, Jaya Jagadisha Hare, Jaya Jagadisha, Jaya Jagadisha, Jaya Jagadisha Hare, Hare, Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.